This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to StarveryFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
That's right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend Junior. Subject, she said, he said, she said. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 29 years old and my boyfriend is 28. We've been together for 4 years and everything is great with us until he starts drinking. When he's around his best friend and his best friend's girlfriend, his drinking gets crazy. She is almost always the only female in the group when they hang out, so it's not a shocker when the rumor surfaced that her boyfriend was setting her out to his friends. I asked my boyfriend about it and he said it was a lie because none of them want her. I don't put anything past a man, especially a drunk man. So, fast forward to Friday night when my boyfriend told me he was going to hang out with his best friend. He took my car because his car needed gas. I woke up at 3 a.m. and my car and my man were still gone. I called him and his phone went straight to voicemail. I called his best friend and his phone went straight to voicemail too. So I got worried. I decided to go over to his best friend's apartment. I had to drive the car that was on E, and it made me mad that he's so trifling. The girlfriend opened the door and was surprised to see me. My boyfriend was passed out on the couch, so I pushed my way in. The best friend wasn't home unless he was hiding in a closet. I woke my boyfriend up and scared the mess out of him. He and the girl started stuttering when I asked what was going on and where his friend was. All I got was a bunch of he said, she said, he said, and my man still has not told me why he was there alone with her. It didn't look like they had sex, but I have a very bad feeling about it. She's not an attractive girl at all, but she's still a woman. Should I trust my intuition or trust my man? What do you think? Okay. You already know the answer to that. You got to trust yourself. You got to trust your intuition. If you're still in doubt, trust your eyes. Your man of 4 years was over his best friend's house alone with his best friend's supposed girlfriend, who you said there's a rumor out that he's setting her out to his friends. Which means, I guess, that, you know, she can be with one of his friends if she chooses or if they want her or something. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and Miss Girlfriend was shocked that it was you when she opened the door. Your man was knocked out on the couch, and they never gave you a straight answer as to what they were doing alone there together. You said they started stuttering when you asked. So, I mean, was he drinking too much and passed out? Was he passed out because they had had sex? Now, normally all of that stuttering and stuff would make them look guilty as heck, but here's the interesting thing. You said out of your mouth it didn't look like they had sex, but you said that you had a very bad feeling about it. So this is where you have to trust yourself and your intuition. Just because you didn't catch them in the act doesn't mean nothing happened. And did his best friend ever come back? Where was he? Does he know what happened? Anyway, you know your man, and you know what happens when he drinks. So even though you have no physical evidence, he still hasn't told you what exactly went down, which means he's not even trying to fix it at this point. So please don't let him get away with this. I mean, after 4 years, you deserve way more respect than this. All right, Steve?
There's letters like these that have created who I am.
Yes.
You know, some of my strawberry letter reactions is classics. It's just some legendary moments, and I think I'll provide another one. I see into this letter so many things. First of all, I want to thank Shirley. Wonderful response. Yeah, but
you're welcome.
Here's a few things I noticed in this letter. She said, he said, she said. That ain't even really what this letter's about. You're 29 years old. You got 28-year-old boyfriend. Y'all been together for 4 years. Everything cool till he start drinking. Oh, don't we know that's true? We all have someone in my life that once they start drinking, they are not the same. I stopped hanging with those people a long time ago because usually the people that they turn into is somebody I don't like. So I get rid of the person I like and don't like all at the same time because guess what? They the same people. I can't run the risk of being nowhere and you getting a drink I don't know nothing about. And when you come back over to the table, you knew. So I can't take that. I get rid of them people because I don't like to change. Well, they always hang out together and it get crazy. Now, the whole thing about your best friend is her best friend's girlfriend is always there in the group. And she's almost always the only female in the group when they hang out. We're going to get into why that is in just a second. So it's not a shocker when the rumor surfaced that her boyfriend was setting her out to his friends. I asked my boyfriend about it. He said it was a lie because none of them want her. Man, let's stop this right here. Don't nobody want her. Nobody. Why she the girlfriend? If his best friend got her as a girlfriend, that proves that somebody want her, and it's a lot more him out there than you know of. And birds of a feather, I say birds of a feather.
Flock together.
Yeah.
Flock.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And yeah. When you start drinking, I've seen men find anybody attractive once they've been drinking. So that's not true. And I'll get back into it when we come in here. We're talking about it. I have some more stunning information for you when we return.
All right, Steve. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, she said, he said, she said. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, she said, he said, she said.
Well, this letter ain't really about no gossiping or nothing. This is about a rumor that's out about this couple that's been married for 4 years, 28, 29 years old. They've been together, not married. And they got a best friend that he hangs out with his girlfriend. When they get drunk, things get crazy. And the girl that hangs out with him is always the only girl in the group. And that's why rumor started that the boyfriend was, setting her friends up, setting all his friends up with her. On the side, I asked my boyfriend about it. He said it was a lie because none of them want her. How that sound? She is available, being set out, and don't nobody want her. Boy, how did that sound? I am of the male species. That don't even sound right to me. I don't put anything past a man. Well, what the hell you type that line for? Especially a drunk man. So fast forward to Friday night. My boyfriend told me he was going to hang out with his best friend. He took my car because his car needed gas. I woke up 3 a.m. My car and my man wasn't there. Still gone. I called him and his phone went straight to voicemail. I called his best friend and his phone went straight to voicemail too. So I got worried. That is a lie. She said, I called a voicemail. He didn't answer. I called his. He didn't answer. So I got worried. That ain't what this is, y'all. She didn't get worried. She got suspicious.
Ah.
Suspicion and worry is two different things. See, worry is when you wondering if somebody okay. Suspicion is this fool better not be doing what I think he's doing.
Okay. He's up to something.
Okay.
You decided to go over to the best friend apartment. You had to drive the car that was on E, and it made me mad because he's so trifling. You get over there, the girlfriend, the one don't nobody want. just open it. The girlfriend standing there just looking like Morgan Freeman. Yes.
Don't bring my boo into it.
Oh, no, nobody wants her.
If you a woman look like Morgan Freeman, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
So Morgana Freeman opens the door.
Morgana.
Morgana opens the door. And she was surprised to see you. Because let me tell you something about ugly people.
Ooh.
You want to see how ugly they really are? 3 a.m. is the hour. 3 a.m. is the hour. If you really had any doubts about a person being ugly, 3 a.m. tell it all. Ain't nobody looking fresh and fly at 3 a.m. Nobody. The boyfriend was passed out on the couch, so I pushed my way in. The best friend wasn't home unless he was hiding in the closet. I woke my boyfriend up, scared the mess out of him. He and the girl started stuttering. See, I used to stutter, so I know what that is.
We got it.
You doing here?
We know what stuttering is.
Stuttering gives you time to buy a lie.
Oh.
Creates time. He and his girl started studying. I asked what was going on and where his friend was. All I got was a bunch of he said, she said. My man still has not told me why he was there with her alone. He ain't told you. Well, let me ask you something. Then she said, it didn't look like they'd had sex. What the hell do that look like?
She said that.
They didn't look like they had just had sex. What does that look like? Girl, I've had every look you can have before and after sex. And it's a whole lot of different looks. It just ain't no way. I don't even know what they don't look like they had sex.
That's
but depending on how long ago it was. Because if I have sex and put my clothes back on and lay down because I'm drunk, I ain't going to look like I had sex, but I had.
That's why I left that alone for you.
I've had sex and actually look like I had been running a marathon.
All different looks.
I've had sex and look like I got shot in the chest. I've had sex and it looked like I was cold.
Yeah.
I've had sex balled up in a fetal position in the corner sucking my thumb. So how do it look like when you don't have sex? I've had sex and been in my car with the window rolled down, had my head hanging out just trying to survive what had just happened to me back in there. So what are you talking about?
You are oversharing.
Anyway.
That's what he likes to do.
Very bad feeling about it. Now here go the key. She's not an attractive girl. I told you that at 3 o'clock in the morning. I told you that. She is not an attractive girl. What the hell that got to do with it? Anyway, but she's still a woman. Should I trust my intuition or trust my man? Here's the question. Why has a rumor started that he's passing his girl out amongst her friends? Why did that rumor get started? Why is that a rumor? And how much does that cost? Trust your intuition.
Yeah.
Because I can't save dog on this one. You in the room with an ugly woman at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's going down.
Boy, something.
All right, thank you, Steve. Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.